yet another edition of In You All Along.
and you'll ever know.
And I got more hits than Sarah Harlow.
Tom Wolf,
Tom Cushman, what's up with me? Women on TV with the help of Chuck Mullery.
Words flowing out just like the Grand Canyon.
And I'm always out looking for a female companion.
I
am around the doors when I drag it to the crib.
Tip off boxes.
Put on me. Wheeling and dealing, I make a little bit of a spin. I'm bringing
back
to the
place
and you're
dressed.
I'm feeling.
Your body's on time and your mind is appealing.
Staring at the cracks up there up on the ceiling.
Such and such to be the base that I'm doing.
I'm talking to the girl, telling her I'm all knowing.
She's talking to the kid.
To the kid, to the
I'm
kid.
Telling her every lie that you know that I never did.
Hey, lady.
The dope, dope, and the color you want for.
There'll be no stopping now, we'll only be taught.
Staging the blinking of the race platform. Staging the blinking of the race platform. Staging the blinking of the race platform. Amanda.
Late penalty, Amanda wins the 74 Cup.
Okay. Once again, you are listening to In You All Along. My name is Pete, and you have the pleasure of hearing me at this time every single Friday without reprieve. Today is what they call Cinco de Mayo. In the United States, that means the 5th of May. As we all know, this is the holiday where in the United States we celebrate drinking Corona beer and eating nachos and doing other things that have nothing to do with Mexican history or any kind of celebration that's of much meaning to Mexico at all. But nonetheless, here I am playing the Mexican national anthem behind me. Have you ever been to Southern California? Probably a few of you have. If you've ever been to San Diego in particular, you'll note that the radio stations there, quite a few of them, you'll note, have the Mexican national anthem playing every, what is it? It's like every 6 a.m. and midnight. This is because there's something called border blasters, or these super high-powered radio stations, more powerful than a college radio DJ like myself could ever dream of, that just bombard the United States with high-powered signals. You wouldn't know these were non-U.S. stations. They sound like every commercial morning zoo top 40 station that you have in any major city here in the United States, except for the fact that occasionally you'll get a little drop-in of a station ID that's in Spanish. And then, if you're in San Diego at midnight, flip around the dial. Just scan, where it stops for a couple of seconds on every station, and you will hear the Mexican national anthem again and again and again. I have, just before this, played the Mexicali Brass with Spanish Flea from the Best of the Mexicali Brass. Another interesting phenomenon tied up with the U.S.-Mexico border. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass was in Mexico, and I guess he discovered the sound of these brass street bands, and he felt he wanted to capture this. And what better way to do that than by recording an album with the Wrecking Crew, which is the United States' most well-known session musician crew. Well, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass went on to spawn a whole host of imitators, all capitalizing on that trend. The Mexicali Brass being one of them. There was also the Guadalajara Brass, the Monterrey Brass, and you name it. Spanish Flea, probably Herb Alpert's most famous composition, was probably recorded by every single one of them. Before that, we had Moving Around the World Corner Shop, Indian band, with Staging the Raging of the Raised Platform. I have no idea what that title means from their 2002 Hand Cream for Generation album. If you do, go to facebook.com/inyouallalong and tell us all about it. Before that, we had the Beastie Boys with Hey Ladies from the Paul's Boutique album from 1989. Sort of a double anniversary commemoration there. Wrong album, but the legendary Check Your Head came out 25 years ago this week. For those of you that are younger, that means nothing. For those of us of my age or older, holy crap, that's unbelievable. And we started off with Deodato, the Brazilian Eumer Deodato, and also Sprach Zarathustra, which you might know as the theme music from the movie Being There, starring Peter Sellers. Totally fantastic movie in which the nation is listening to a mentally feeble individual for all of its guidance and leadership. I just thought I'd pause and let you think about what that might be like. In any case, let's move it right along. You're all crying now, so we might as well play some Waylon Jennings.
Sundown, you'd better take care if I find trusting her loving is your first mistake.
Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
Ooh. So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket, and it's always the same place, and then they act so surprised when I find them, but I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide-and-go-seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Pack up all my cares and woe. Here I go, singing low. Bye, bye, Blackbird. Where somebody waits for me. Sugar is sweet, so is she. Bye, bye, Blackbird. No one here can love and understand me. Bye, 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 Blackbird. I said, no one here can love and understand me. Oh, while hard luck stories they all hand me. So make my bed and light the light. I'll arrive late tonight, Blackbird.
It's not May the 4th anymore. But apparently, on May the 4th now, we celebrate Star Wars. I don't know about you, but I'm of that age where Star Wars pretty much guides, well, let's just be honest, way too much of my life. So, here I am playing the throne room music from the end of Star Wars. The movie Star Wars that didn't have any other name when it was important. It's still important. Any case, we just heard from Ringo Starr with Bye Bye Blackbird from his Sentimental Journey album. I played that because it was a song that sticks in my mind from the movie Melvin and Howard. Sort of a myth weaved into a legend about a man named Melvin Dummer who claimed to have run into Howard Hughes, the eccentric, reclusive millionaire in the desert, and given him a ride such that Howard Hughes included Melvin in his will years later. Jonathan Demme directed that movie, and Jonathan Demme just passed away about a week ago. Before that, we had the Upper Crust with Frippery and Foppery from their new Delusions of Grandeur album. Chris Cody once again knocking it out of the park with the vocals on that one. Guys, go see the Upper Crust if you haven't. Really, how many times need I say it? Before that, we had Gordon Lightfoot with Sundown, the Dirty Deeds ballad. And we started this set with Waylon Jennings and Are You Sure Hank Done It This Way from his 1975 album, Dreaming My Dreams. We're going to move this right along with apparently a little theme going on here.
What did you like better, Jedi or The Empire Strikes Back?
Empire.
Blasphemy.
Empire had the better ending. I mean, Luke gets his hand cut off, finds out Vader's his father, Han gets frozen take away by Boba Fett. It ends on such a down note. I mean, that's what life is, a series of down endings. All Jedi had was a bunch of Muppets.
Chisa, Picha, Honky, Chewbacca.
Cuddle your Fozzie bear and giggle through the night playing in my chin here. to steal a cliche hand in glove. I said you want it, I know you need my Muppet love.
So want some, you need some, you need some, you need some Muppet love. So want some, I need some, you need some, give me some of your Muppet love.
Okay, once again, it's the Wipers with When It's Over. And you know what that means. It's that sad moment when it's over. Bringing us to the end of another installment of In You All Along. We just heard from All Natural Lemon and Lime Flavors, one of my favorite bands from back in New Jersey, with a song that always makes me feel like it's springtime, Salad Forest. Prior to that, we had Aphex Twin with Log On Rock Witch from the Richard D. James album from 1996. Before that, Trans Am's Idea Machine from 2004's Liberation. Prior to that, Roosevelt Franklin with Muppet Love from the Something's Got to Give album, 2003. We started that set off, as I said, with a little bit of a ongoing nod to Star Wars, because that's apparently what happens now. That was Supernova with Chewbacca, What a Wookiee, from the Clerks soundtrack from 1994. And what a Wookiee he was. He's among my favorite Wookiees. That's going to do it for this week. Thanks for tuning in yet again to In You All Along every Friday at 6 a.m. on WMFO 91.5 Medford. Stay tuned for Ryan. Ryan should hear this music now every week and say, oh no, gotta get in there. Well, it's a long song. He's got plenty of time. There he is. Hey, here he is. All right, stay tuned for Ryan D and the Music Savage Show. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Pete. And remember, whatever it was, whatever you needed, it was in you all along.